Step down just slightly. Step down away from the glass. Little things to build your faith because it's important now. We're dealing with some serious matter.
Oh, thank you, Father. Thank
you. Hands clasped now. In 1971, $350 was spent out for an uncontested divorce.
That's right.
You've not told me that. Is that correct?
That's right.
To the law firm of George, Fritz, Caleb, and Mills.
That's right, Bob. That's right.
Just little things.
Oh, I know you know, Bob. I know.
Hands clasped. I think you should come down closer to my aura. Another go there. Bless your heart. Another one to you. Spirit. Hands clasped. Nurses, go to her side, Diamond. You're having trouble here in your throat.
Yes, that's right,
sir. We're dealing with the old, same monster, spirit.
Yes.
The hands clasped. Furthermore, anything of the Grace United Methodist Church?
Yes.
Anything you have connected with it, separate. This day I'm making you whole.
Father.
I mean, anything, any part that might be in your home, any vibrations of its literature, anything, remove yourself from it.
I will, Father.
All right, thank you, because I'm going to heal you now and save you from the worst death I know, your throat being opened up and having a tracheotomy and having unable to speak. I'm going to take away the hoarseness that's in the morning. Now, you just begin to vomit and the cancer will enlarge. Hands clasped. Hands clasped. That's all right. Just clap your hands. I think it'll be better. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed by the Spirit. Now, just put your hand in there and vomit. Put your hand in. Keep on clapping. She's putting her hand in her mouth. To loose it. To loose it. Spirit.
It's not my mind. It's not my power.
Juice.
By my spirit.
Now. I feel it loosening. Now it is. Now it comes. There it comes. Spit it out. There it is. All of it's gone. Gone. All gone. There it is. The blood. Spit it out on the floor and on the hands. There it is. Now where it's broken, where that tissue, the poison breaks, it'll be an awful bad taste. So give her. There it is. Spit out all the blood all over their hands and there on the floor. The cancer's out of her throat. The tumor's healed. Came out of her body. Right now, spit out here before all these thousands of people present. Let's praise the name of Jesus Christ.
Testimony like that. But if I didn't testify this morning, I think I'd come out of my skin. Oh, I just have to bear with me. I'm so full this morning. My Father, I want you to know that when I came here, I bragged. I even bragged to Father. I said, Father, I'm so glad I can come without asking for blessing because I'm all right. I'm healthy. The doctors say I'm fine. Of course, I said, if there's anything wrong, you know it. I don't. But I said, I just love you so much, and I enjoy seeing the healings that you do for everybody else. But I'm fine. So when Father called me, I thought I'd been having some financial difficulties, and I thought, well, I'd worried him about it, and he's just going to help me take care of this. And then when he told me, began by telling me about my divorce, and he called the name of the legal firm. I knew there were four men on there, but to save my soul, if I'd had to name more than one, I could not have. I didn't remember but one because I'd only become in contact with him. I went home and looked at the letterhead, and I showed it to everybody. Father had named every man just as he was listed on that. And just before that, I had said to a woman who sat beside me, I said, how could anybody doubt this man? shortly thereafter, I heard my name called the sweetest I have ever heard in my life. My God. And I don't have to tell you whether I saw him as a man or a prophet. He healed me of a terrible cancer in my throat. So you know I saw him as God, my Savior.